when Jesus and his disciples were in the upper room. You know, they didn't expect what was going to take place because they had no clue. They thought they were just there for a meal. Miss Tina, can you join me? A Passover meal that is so important that they come together to fellowship with. Now, they knew that Jesus was a good rabbi, a teacher. They had no idea. They thought, well, but he really truly is God in the flesh walking among us. They had a lot of doubts. But when they gathered for the Passover meal and they were going through all the rituals of the Passover, because they knew the story. They knew all the history of the Jewish people, and they know what took place and when they were in bondage and all that and the 40 days in the wilderness. So they were celebrating that with an act of things that they would do in the meal and drinking the wine. And every cup, there's four cups in the Passover meal. And when he got to the third cup, Jesus lifted it to heaven and he said, this cup represents the blood of the new covenant shed for the forgiveness of sin. In the Passover meal, it's the cup of redemption. I like to call it the cup of salvation. But salvation, wow. Well, it's just talking about blood. You know, well, we know there can't be no forgiveness of sin without the shedding of blood. So he goes on. And then he took this piece of bread. Very similar to pita bread, flat. Because when they were in the wilderness, they left before they put yeast into their bread. So when they got in the wilderness, all they had was this flat bread. They knew all about that. And he took it, and he blessed it. And again, he lifted it to heaven. And he said, O King of the universe, who brings forth the fruit of this wheat, bless this bread. And then he broke it. And he gave it to the disciples, and he said, take, eat. Do this in remembrance of me. That's why we put on the altar. Gather often. To break bread and to drink the cup. Tina and I are going to serve you. If you would like to come to the rail, or if you'd like to have one of the little cups instead, I think somebody will get you one. But we're going to do it the old-fashioned way, is receiving the bread, the cup, and saying, God, thank you. And we do remember you. We do remember what you've done for us. Mr. Travis. Thank you. Oops. Travis, take to your comfort the bread representing the body of Christ. In the cup which represents his blood shed for the forgiveness of sin, take to your comfort in Jesus' name. Amen. It's more than a ritual. It's a time to come and just to kneel and be still and to reflect on what we call faith, knowing that Jesus had come into this world as a human just like you and I, even though he was God. And why would he do that? Well, if you read a lot of the Old Testament stuff, you'll see that the forgiveness of sin was done by an intercessor, like a priest, and killing of animals and all that. And he sent them prophets, and they killed most of the prophets. And he thought, how in the world can I communicate with my creation? I know, I will become one like them. Well, he could have just boop, put somebody down here. No, I want to know how they feel. I want to know everything about them. How can I do that? Well, he found this young woman named Mary, a virgin, and an angel appeared to her and told her what was going to take place. So his Holy Spirit, his seed, was placed into this virgin woman, uncorrupt seed. And he came into this world through the birth canal like we all do. He grew in stature and wisdom. He experienced everything that we experience, rejection, you name it, he did it. Because then he knows when they got onto the cross, he said, Father, I know exactly how they feel. And I'm willing to take those sins to the cross of Calvary for the forgiveness of all sin and the reconciliation to the world that I created. So with that, we accept this means of grace, Tina, the body of Christ, broken for you, and the cup which represents the blood of Christ shed for the forgiveness of sin. Take to your comfort. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The sweetness of Jesus' love revealed into the cup.